In me is magic, and I let it out all of the time. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. In me is magic, and I let it out all of the time. I have the opportunity to think beautiful thoughts. That's magic, I tell you. I have the opportunity to think beautiful thoughts at all times. I have the opportunity to think beautiful thoughts and meditate on beautiful thoughts and consider beautiful thoughts. And I have the opportunity to not consider beautiful thoughts, to ignore them, to pretend that they're not even in my mind. And that's the magic. The magic is I have the choice. I have the choice to think whatever I would like to think. I've been talking a great deal lately about unconditional love. And unconditional love is an improbable, impossible, totally outrageous concept that just does not really exist. Herb, how can you say that? You've been talking about unconditional love, saying how wonderful it is and how great it is and what we can all enjoy when we live in a state of unconditional love. Yes, that's true. I do say those things. But you know, to live in a state of unconditional love means that I first have to love myself. And that's the toughest thing in the world to do, to love myself. The reason loving myself is the toughest thing in the world to do is that I judge myself more harshly, more severely, more constantly than I do anything else in the world. I forgive other people their failures and their lack of judgment and their lack of carrying through on an idea, but I don't forgive myself. I am so threatening, I am so interrogating to myself that whenever I think of anything or do anything, I immediately go down into the depth of me and I say to myself, oh, that's not true. Oh, if only you could do a little bit like that. If you could just be a little caring, a little sensitive, a little understanding, just a little. If you only knew a little bit of knowledge, I wish that I only wish that I could do those things. Have you ever said those things to yourself? I have to myself, I know. And as I said them to myself, I think to myself, boy, I'm certainly defeating myself. I'm certainly defeating myself. I'm not letting the magic out. And I want to let it out at all times. Now, what is the magic? What is the magic? The magic is believing in myself. The magic is liking myself and thinking that I'm okay. Thinking that the world is all right. All is right with the world and all is in divine order. Yes, that's the real magic. The real magic is knowing that I am using the universal awareness within me. I am being the universal awareness. I am being the universal allness. And then the old thought comes up, don't I wish? Wouldn't that be lovely if I could? Now the magic is when we believe in ourselves regardless of any outward experiences. When we believe in ourselves regardless of what dunder things we have done. To believe in ourselves is a very wonderful and a very positive and a very dynamic thing, something that is very necessary for all of us. Now, can you believe in yourself? Can I believe in myself? I really don't care whether you believe in yourself or not. If I believe in myself, you believe in yourself. If I don't believe in myself, you don't believe in yourself. Because I see the world through my eyes, and exactly what's going on inside of me is going on in the world around me. So, I think in the first person, present tense positive. We've taught this for years and years and years, and we'll always teach it. Write in the first person, present tense positive. Talk in the first person, present tense positive. Live in the first person, present tense positive. Be unconditional in the first person, present tense positive. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, let's just presume that The first person is a nice person. Present tense is a good time. And positive is uplifting and supportive attitudes and thoughts. So when we live in that positive attitude, that's the magic. First person, present tense, positive. That's the magic. In me is the magic, and I let it out all the time. The magic is belief in myself. The magic is knowing who I am. The magic is being who I am and living that at all times. Now, you say you've talked around the barn now and you haven't said anything yet. Yes, that's true. We've just talked about concepts and principles here. Now, let's talk about something very real. If I walk into a room of people and I have a downward attitude about myself and I think that I'm not very happy and I just lost something terribly important to me and my life, blah, blah, and I go in the room, everybody looks at me and they say, "What's the problem, Herb? What happened? You know, what went wrong? You got a problem?" "Yeah, I just lost. They say, "Oh my goodness, that's terrible." Oh, and they commiserate with me, and I feel more and more worse. Now, when I lose something, whatever it may be, something that I possessed, something I depended on, something I believed in, something I wanted, when I can release that, and we do this all the time, every day, when I can release that dependence on something that I've lost, I have taken a burden off my shoulders. Because one thing, it was a dependence. And now, I've lost it. Okay? Now, what next? Well, what next? The burden's off my shoulders. Now I'm free to do other things. There may be things that I did that I was dependent on, and I couldn't do other things because of that, but now I'm free. Okay. I was dependent on the idea that somebody was going to come and teach me how to play the piano. So, they didn't come. They didn't come. And here I have this lovely piano, and I'm living in this out hinterland, you know, way away from everybody. I got this lovely piano. It's in tune, and it has the music there. It has the lessons there, starting a beginner lesson. And so, what am I going to do? There was a little girl on YouTube the other day. She appeared on a show. And on the show, they said to her, "What do you do?" She says, "I yodel and sing." And they said, "Well, how wonderful." And they said, "When did you start to yodel? You're only 8 years old." And she says, "Oh, yeah, last year, I had a boring summer." 7 years old and a boring summer. "I had a boring summer. And so I saw this book and this tape on yodeling. And so I listened to the tape and I read the book. And I decided I'd give it a try. And so I gave it a try." Now, she didn't have any talent for yodeling before that, as far as she knew. She didn't have any desire to yodel before she heard about yodeling and saw the tape. Then she started to practice it. Well, this touched a happy chord in her being. And she started yodeling and yodeling and yodeling, and being so creative and imaginative and artistic and illuminating. Oh, she was wonderful. And so she sang for this audience. Hear this little tyke, singing her heart out, and singing beautifully, enunciating each yodel so perfectly and so beautifully that it was fantastic. She is a marvelous being, a most magnificent expression of a yodeler. Well, now, her mom and dad didn't teach her. Her school didn't teach her. Nobody else taught her. She just had a boring summer, and so she thought she would apply herself to learning to yodel. What a most amazing child. Yes, we're off in the hinterlands, and we don't have a teacher, but we have a piano, and we have the music, and we have the lessons. So, do it. And rather than be bored, rather than sit home every night watching television or something, sit at your piano and learn it from point one on through. Don't skip any points, because those points may have just the points that at some point are going to be very valuable to you. So this girl learned to yodel, and she yodels beautifully. You can learn piano and learn it beautifully. We all have magic in us that we have not brought forth. And in me is a magic, and I let it out all of the time. And the magic is being myself and having fun. The little girl was bored. Are you ever bored? Do you ever wonder what you're going to do, or just going to go to bed, just going to go to sleep and do nothing? Or are you so excited about life, like I am, that you hardly want to sleep, that you want to be up and around and doing things? Oh, you go to sleep, and when you go to sleep, you say, okay, now I am peace, I am love, I am power. And so as you go to sleep, you put these positive attitudes in your consciousness about yourself, and when you wake up, the magic of the putting the causes in motion comes forth in your life as being peace, as being power, as being wonderful. Sleep learning has been long known to be something very valuable. Well, the same thing applies to being learning to reveal the divine within you. It's already there. You're just revealing it. Sleep learning is just revealing that which we have tucked away inside of ourselves, and we have thrown away the key. And sleep learning opens up the door and lets it out. And it really doesn't need a key at all. Yes, we are magical people. I am magical. In me is magic, and I let it out all the time. And I am so happy about it. I am so happy. I'm like the little girl who yodels. And she dances, and she sings, and she yodels, and she just lets it all out, and her arms and her legs and her heart just flow to what she's doing, and the audience is just overwhelmed, not only by the brilliance of her presentation, but by the brilliance of her age, the brilliance of her attitude, the brilliance of her personality, her charisma, her dynamics. You see, we are not just a simple person. We are a very complex person made up of many wonderful avenues of reality. And as we let these avenues express themselves, our whole personality comes out. And we are a winner. And we are the kind of person that other people like to be around. We're the kind of person that other people like in their world. When we like ourselves, then we have wholeness, we have perfection, we have right action, we have peace, we have truth. And when we like ourselves, the whole world likes us, believe it or not. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.